another cost, which is her parking lot. That's going to have major repairs due to cracks. So, it's a finance, becomes a finance issue.
I'd hate to know what it would cost us if somebody got hurt in one of their personal vehicles because of a needle or something left over. That costs us a whole lot more than $450 a year for insurance and license. So
we pay $1,000 a year to be properly trained in that.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, I don't know what all you have in your vehicles. So I'm just, by listening to you, you're not worried. You're more concerned about the safety. And I'm assuming if you go somewhere with your car, you probably won't even charge money.
Correct.
So, I don't have a problem with the corner having an additional vehicle that we're not having to purchase and we're able to relocate from another department. That's just me.
Would that vehicle be housed on Taney County property?
I don't know that it matters. Our sheriff's department vehicles aren't.
You know, the logistics of that, I can just say we're kind of like one of the investigators. We get called out, and for me to drive over here to pick up a vehicle and go to the west side of Branson.
In the past, we've talked about leaving you know, at the airport, and that way it's more central, you know, one here, one over there. Mm-hmm. That's been talked about.
Yeah.
Then you're saying it would be left at the airport on county property?
That's a possibility. I don't know that. I don't see anybody here from insurance. I don't know that it's not covered regardless of where it's kept. I don't think it has to be on county property. The sheriff's department vehicles aren't on county property. Whenever they're at their deputies' homes. I don't know that that's an actual issue, but I could be wrong. Right. I mean, you may be aware of something I'm not aware of. Again, I don't see it being an issue.
Can you tell me how many calls you get a week?
Well, obviously that can vary. But we're, I think Tony's stats are like 4 or 5 a week.
Okay.
And again, it can peak.
Sometimes more, sometimes less.
Yeah.
I get that.
As a sheriff can tell you, we have an increasing problem with our illicit drug use. And so that has really upped our unattended deaths. And our unattended deaths are a little bit more than they've ever been. And, you know, those are things that we didn't see 20 years ago. We're seeing them quite frequently.
Come on up, Sheriff.
Can you tell us what your background is? Just I don't know that everybody knows. So do you mind telling us where you retired from? And
yeah, I've been in EMS for 30 years and retired from the ambulance industry.
Well trained.
Yeah. Guys, this isn't. I didn't even know this was going to be up here today, but I can tell you from the county standpoint, if they're driving their personal vehicles, they're transporting this blood vials and stuff in their personal vehicles. They're transporting medications away from the scenes and stuff. And with the fentanyl problems and everything like that, if that gets into their vehicle at all and you have a child get in there and get into it, or one of them gets contaminated because of a blood vial breaking in there, it's going to cost the county a whole lot more than if they've got an extra vehicle. I've got extra vehicles coming off the road right now. As soon as we can get the new ones in. But that's a whole different story. But I think the fact of hauling biohazards and stuff in a personal vehicle, that's a no-brainer. You don't do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the main question is then, is the coroner's vehicle, which is a very good vehicle, you're thinking that it would have to be out on more than one call at the same time, to where that it is necessary to have going to different desks all at the same time.
Repeatedly that has happened, yes, but that's not the sole purpose.
Would it be necessary? I think what's on the vehicle now is it say Taney County Planning and Zoning. Is that what's on it now?
If you're asking me, I do not know what.
So it would just have to be marked then.
If that's what would be required. I don't know.
I think it would be very good. Helpful to have that.
Well, if it's going to sit at the airport, it would be good to be identified. Yes. That it's.
Yes, I think it would be very helpful.
Road and bridge.
Especially in backed up traffic accident for us to be able to get through. Yeah. I think it would be.
Of course, if they see the coroner vehicle at the airport all the time.
And the, well, no, the county, it should be the county seal then. And Road and Bridge just recently went out for a bid on those to get a better price of.
Yeah.
And Ken, you guys moved. Do you live on the west side now?
No, actually, I live down in Mincy, Kirbyville.
But that'd be that. And you have more calls going in that direction on the.
Logistically, does it work for it to be at the airport?
Logistically, it would not work for it to be here. It would be at one, whoever is the backup call for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they would need it with them.
Right. And that would be kind of between Brian and Neil and I. So
where did those deputies live?
One would be K Highway and the other one would be Marion Woods area. And we would just exchange that vehicle.
You take the calls week by week, do you alternate?
Yes, or even fluid. We might have to take a call while the one's on a call. I don't know if that helps you.
You mean the coroner could have
right.
a call and then
right.
two of you'd have a call at the same
have,
time?
Have another call.
Well, then we'd still be using a private vehicle.
This would minimize that, yes.
Has that ever happened? You had three calls at once.
I've had three, no. We have been all three on the duck accident, but yeah.
I was just going to make a suggestion. If one of the issues is that the coroner's vehicle, current vehicle, is out of town doing autopsies,
yes.
You're talking about picking up reports?
No, attending an autopsy.
Don't we have extra county vehicles that are checked out by different employees? Couldn't the coroner, in that case, check out one of those vehicles, thereby leaving the current coroner's vehicle available for any deputy on call? At one time, I know we had two or three vehicles extra because I used to borrow one for election.
We have one that the commission, and there's a mileage log required that you put the mileage down in state.
I don't know that the coroner's hours are going to be 8 to 5 when there's someone here to sign out the vehicles. They need them after hours most of the time.
Good point.
So.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody work this hard to get a vehicle that's used in our county, so I'm sorry. But again, I have no problem with the coroner having additional vehicles, especially whenever is one that we already have in inventory that's not being used.
And of course, you know, our questions have come because of past concerns and questions that we've had to deal with. But as long as we have the understanding of, but once again, you're saying that won't work for it to be housed at the airport. You want it to be housed at the individual house.
It needs to be as a quicker response. And we have deputies, we have EMS that actually wait on the scene until we arrive. Mm-hmm. It's a backup of emergency vehicles as well. Until we arrive at the scene. I'm very honorable and encouraged with your stewardship. I really am. Me as a taxpayer as well. So I really understand your dilemmas and your questions, and I appreciate them. But I really wouldn't be here today if I didn't feel like it's something that we needed to do.
Further discussion? I'll make a motion that we allow the coroner to have the county vehicle transferred over from whatever extras we have.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
We have three ayes. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you
for your time today.
The way the motion was stated and seconded, was it any vehicle? So if it's not...
I don't want to just...
on the brakes of one, then if the sheriff has one that's...
anywhere. I don't.
A little bit better that may. Again, it's not. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, Ken.
Discussion of county computers.
Questions?
I think some questions came up as to how much longer Windows 7 can be used and how many computers we have throughout the county that has Windows 7.
Okay.
Is that right, Pat?
Yeah, the email was sent out that we'd be upgrading to 10, and...
That's our recommendation, yeah. Mm-hmm. Windows 7 has been end of life by Microsoft since 2015. They are no longer going to, they state they are no longer going to be releasing any Windows updates after January 14th of 2020. That, without Windows updates, I would say that's probably your first common sense thing you need to be doing to keep computers safe and secure against viruses and malware that's floating around on the internet. So we've made a pretty good effort here of scanning the network and checking all the computers that are on the network the best we can, minus going to every workstation and checking them physically. But we've come up with about 130 machines right now that are running Windows 7 right now. Last week we started kind of researching what the upgrade path would be to get to Windows 10. It's not necessarily a cost thing. For instance, we upgraded a computer in the clerk's office just as a test.